Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry, your host, and this is the podcast where I tackle Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence in audio form. Just a quick reminder that all my answers are generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, please double-check anything important. Now, let's dive into today's fascinating question. Daniel has brought up something that affects millions of multilingual speakers worldwide: the challenge of speech-to-text systems handling code switching. That's the linguistic term for when speakers seamlessly blend multiple languages in a single conversation or recording. In Daniel's case, he's dealing with English-Hebrew mixing while living in Israel, but this same challenge affects Spanish-English speakers in the US, French-English speakers in Canada, and countless other linguistic communities globally. Let me start with the good news. Yes, there are solutions emerging for exactly this problem, though the technology is still evolving. The challenge Daniel describes is technically called multilingual automatic speech recognition, or multilingual ASR, and when it involves switching between languages mid-sentence, it's specifically called code switching ASR. The Hebrew-English combination presents some unique technical hurdles. Hebrew is written right to left using a completely different script, and it has phonetic characteristics that differ significantly from English. Traditional speech-to-text systems were trained primarily on monolingual datasets, so they struggle when encountering this kind of mixed input. However, several companies and research institutions have been working on this exact problem. OpenAI's Whisper model, which is available through their API, has shown promising results with multilingual input. Whisper was trained on a massive dataset that includes multiple languages, and while it wasn't specifically designed for code switching, many users report decent results when switching between languages. The model can often detect language changes automatically and transcribe accordingly. Google's speech-to-text API also offers multilingual capabilities. You can specify multiple language codes in a single request, and the system will attempt to identify which language is being spoken at any given moment. For Hebrew-English specifically, you could set both Hebrew and English as target languages, and the system would try to handle the switching automatically. Microsoft's Azure Speech Services has similar capabilities and includes what they call language identification, which can detect language switches in real time. They've specifically worked on improving performance for code switching scenarios. Now, for more specialized solutions, there are some interesting developments in the research community. Several universities have been working specifically on Hebrew-English code switching recognition. The Technion in Israel, for instance, has published research on this exact problem. There are also startups focusing on multilingual communities. Companies like Speechmatics and RevRE have been expanding their multilingual capabilities. One particularly promising approach is using transformer-based models that have been fine-tuned specifically for code-switching scenarios. These models can learn the patterns of how languages typically switch within multilingual communities. Some researchers have created specialized datasets of Hebrew-English code-switching speech to train these models. For practical implementation, here are a few strategies Daniel might consider. First, try Whisper through OpenAI's API. It's relatively affordable and handles many language combinations well. You can also run Whisper locally if you prefer, as the model is open source. Second, consider using Google's speech-to-text with both Hebrew and English specified as possible languages. The API allows you to set language hints, which can improve accuracy when the system knows to expect both languages. Third, there are some specialized tools emerging for specific language pairs. For Hebrew specifically, there are Israeli companies working on Hebrew-centric speech recognition that can handle English mixing. Regarding the right-to-left text direction issue Daniel mentioned, most modern speech-to-text APIs handle this automatically. When they detect Hebrew text, they'll output it in the correct right-to-left format, while keeping English portions left-to-right. The challenge is more in the recognition accuracy than in the text formatting. For the output formatting, most APIs will give you the transcription with proper Unicode handling, so Hebrew text appears correctly oriented. Some systems even provide language tags in their output, so you can see which portions were recognized as which language. There's also an interesting development in what's called language-agnostic speech recognition. These systems don't try to identify the language first. Instead, they transcribe phonetically and then use language models to determine the most likely text in any supported language. This approach can be particularly effective for code-switching scenarios. If Daniel wants to experiment, I'd recommend starting with Whisper, as it's the most accessible and has shown good results with mixed language input. The API is straightforward to use, and you can test it with various types of Hebrew-English mixing to see how well it performs for your specific use case. For more advanced needs, there are also companies that specialize in custom speech recognition models. If Daniel has a substantial amount of Hebrew-English mixed speech data, it might be worth exploring custom model training with companies like Speechmatics, or even working with Israeli tech companies that understand the specific linguistic patterns of Hebrew-English code switching. The field is moving quickly, and I expect we'll see significant improvements in multilingual and code switching recognition over the next few years. The demand is certainly there, as Daniel noted. This affects huge populations of multilingual speakers worldwide. One final note, while working on this problem, it might be worth connecting with other Hebrew-English speakers who face the same challenge. There are likely communities and forums where people share their experiences with different speech-to-text solutions for this specific language pair. That wraps up today's episode on multilingual speech recognition. If you want to explore any of the tools I mentioned, check the show notes for links and additional resources. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry signing off from Just Ask AI.